Poster number 13, Coastal Fishing After 1800. Because of great economic problems in the first few decades of the 1800s, a number of Wamir fishermen once again turned to coastal fishing in the Wadden Sea. In 1824, there were approximately 30 small fishing vessels on the island. There was also a beginning seal fishery, but it all amounted to nothing as an economic upswing from the shipping market and for agriculture brought better times for a now smaller population on Wamir. A population census showed that only pensioners were employed in coastal fishing. The catches were mostly for own consumption. Things remained the same for many years. Even during the period under German rule after 1864, as the population fell further. Around the turn of the century, in 1900, there are only a small number of dinghies and fishing nets along the coast in the Wadden Sea. There is very little fishing activity in the period between the First and Second World Wars. A few of the islanders found supplementary incomes by catching seals on the sandbanks off the island. They cooked the blubber, which was sold, along with the skins, in Copenhagen. Only after the opening of the harbor in 1964 did fishing return to the island. At the new shipyard, the first three fishing boats were built. An attempt at fishing edible fish failed, as the markets were too distant. Fishing for mussels, however, was a success. A mussel processing plant was built. But after a few years, these activities came to an end as the Wadden Sea was overfished to the extent that the catches fell 84% from 1988 to 89. Fishing for shrimp, on the other hand, proved to be a success with 17 trawlers in the harbor when there were most. The shrimp are caught in nets that are dragged along the sea bottom that chase the shrimp into the net. The catches are sorted on board, where they are boiled and put on ice. Today, there are only 5 very efficient shrimp trawlers that remain on Wamir. However, many trawlers from Germany and Holland sail from Wamir, as well as land their catches there. This is because the harbor in Havneby is not dependent on high tide and because it's a shorter distance from the fishing banks. As an aerial photo from 2006 shows, 31 fishing boats are in the harbor. In 2010, Danish trawlers landed 930 tons shrimp in Havneby, with a worth of approximately 18.5 million kroner, while foreign trawlers landed 1,029 tons, valued at 23 million kroner. The shrimp are processed in Morocco and then sent back to Europe. The logistical and commerce side is done strictly by Dutch companies.